Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's already an interesting Sunday morning. It is Sam and Greg on this 21st day. You know what? We are literally an Earth, Wind & Fire song. We are my song.
How about that?
We are my song.
Yes.
Calling it my song today, even though it's my anniversary. Anyway, we're going to talk about what's going on around the city, getting you ready, as we are the opening deck for a full day of football action. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody out in Grayson.
In Grayson.
I remember, that's one of the earliest locations that I remember working with you.
Yeah.
Because you were talking, when you would talk football and high school football, and, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, when we first started working together, Grayson was one of those teams.
Well, they still are.
The
people out there listening for Grayson. What you mean they were? What you mean we were?
This is what you – then they were part of the conversation a lot more than the other programs. That's why I remember them.
They'll tell you we still –
Well, you can tell me all you want. I'm giving you props right now. Starting to show off, giving you some props. Hey, yeah, everybody out there in Grayson, God bless you and continued success with your high school program. How's that?
I think they like that.
Okay, cool.
They'll take that.
All right, now here's the deal. This is going to be kind of –
we're just going to set the table here. That's right.
Interesting opening here because of table. The show that we have here, and Noelle's running things. We got to do what she tells us to do, right? So we're just going to tell you what we got coming up, and then we're going to take care of a little business, and we're coming back, and we're going to get this thing going.
We're going to move.
We got a lot of things to jam into this. Noelle, by the way, is going to be one of our guests this morning.
Yes.
Not only is she going to be here doing what she normally does, but unfortunately, the dream season is over with.
I know. I was there. I had to watch it.
Yeah.
I had to watch it in person. Noelle, but you know what else she did, though? She went to the alma mater last night.
She did.
At the alma mater.
Well, you got to tell the folks who don't know what your alma mater
is. The alma mater is undefeated.
You didn't hear that through the bulletproof glass. That was Noelle clapping.
and Noelle went to witness the West Georgia Wolves winning again. And so we're going to have some thoughts on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is coming up. Noelle is going to be talking, obviously, West Georgia. She's going to be talking about the Dream, give her thoughts on the NBA WNBA playoffs, which are going on right now. And is this the first appearance during the regular season for our A20 guest? I believe it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
D. Orlando Ledbetter will be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock
hour. Uptown Charlotte, as they like to call it, where the stadium is located.
Yeah, and then there's all kinds of stuff going on and around the city we're going to tell you about. We got some thoughts on college football, which we're going to talk about here in just a little bit. We got our story of the week. I got a couple really good, insignificant nuggets, but you're really going to like them. I got some music choices for you. So this is going to be, and wish me happy anniversary.
Yes, it is the anniversary. Happy anniversary,
and
Tracy.
Well, that's my job. You're wishing me. I'm wishing her.
Happy anniversary, Tracy.
No, happy anniversary, Tracy. And Jesse. Jesse's right next to her. Jesse! At some point, if we have the time, have me tell you how that day played out in Las Vegas.
Okay. All right.
Because that's where I got. That's where it happened. And it was, everybody's got interesting stories like that. But yeah, this was pretty good. It ended with Michael Jackson, as a
Yikes.
Matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, it did. Ended with Michael Jackson. All right, Noel, I got to shut up. How much time I got there? All right, well,
All
time
right.
to shut up.
All right,
go,
there we
come
go.
Back. And again, a big day of college football, and there is a guy, I won't even say the hot seat. What would you call that seat over there in Clemson?
It's tepid.
Tepid, nothing. Get ready to do one of those Green Mile things on him.
No.
It's Sam and Greg. We are getting started on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 21st day of September. Every time you hear this, you think about that hole in the roof of that old Cowboy Stadium, right?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay, what you think of?
I think of when I was at University of West Georgia, which was West Georgia College.
Okay.
In my fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, we had a party that we were going to do at Z6 on a Friday night.
You can be dumb.
She knows what I'm talking about. But it was the night that we were supposed to find out who shot JR. It was that episode of the show. Usually... You know, people will come out to the parties, you know, 9, 10, but nobody left the dorm. And then we were promoting things around campus. We will have a television set at the party. You can come to the party and you can see who shot J.R. coming.
Because it's first episode, right? The season was coming back.
Nobody darkened the door until after that show went off.
And then
after that, everybody rushed out the dorms, came over, and we partied. But nobody, we tried to promote. We got a TV. Yeah, you can come over, you can watch. That's my memory of that show, so go ahead.
Do you think people understand how big that was?
That was huge, man.
That was huge. I'm going to say something.
Nobody was leaving the dorms, man. Nobody would leave.
The blasphemousness that this might incur, but I'm going to ask you this, and you be honest with me. Because, see, both of these made you wait, what I'm going to bring up.
Yeah.
What was the anticipation? I can't even compare, because you didn't know when the other one was going to happen, meaning Hank Aaron – ends his season with 7-14. Mm-hmm. You got to wait all winter before the next
7-13.
Season.
7-13. He said 7-14 right? The first day.
7-13. Mm-hmm. And remember, we found out during the offseason, Bowie Kuhn wasn't going to travel and be there when Hank got there. The point is, the anticipation of that, having to wait all offseason or waiting for to find out who shot JR all offseason, in the anticipation of that. Equal? Not the same?
Yeah, it was a little different, I think.
Yeah, because you didn't know when Hank was going to hit it.
Yep.
I'm just saying, though, that was...
But you knew that Friday night you were going to find out,
Man.
Right? And so nobody was come out. Nobody would come to the party.
She played that. I'm also sharing a birthday with Mary Crosby,
okay.
The woman who shot him.
Okay.
As Bing's dog. Larry Hagman.
Yeah.
Would have been his birthday today.
Okay.
That's why we threw that out there.
All right.
And also, as we watch college football, and we're going to let's watch how I tee this right up, right? I was watching Michael Irvin, obviously on the sidelines for Miami. And it got me thinking about how many America's team. There'd be more people on that team or from that team that had a nickname.
Which team?
On the Cowboys. You know, nicknames are laced throughout sports. In America's team, you would think that there would be more than one person. I was trying to think names given to Cowboys players over the years that I could think of. I could only think of three.
Yep.
I can think of him, Michael Irvin, Ed Too Tall Jones, mm-hmm. and Bullet Bob Hayes.
And Hollywood Henderson.
Didn't he get that somewhere else? See, I'm not giving Dion Cowboys because he had that somewhere else before he got to the Cowboys. Didn't Henderson play somewhere else?
I think he got that while he was,
okay.
he was playing.
Okay, all right, well, that's four. But you would think that there would be more, right?
I think the organization don't push it. This team, we
if there was,
well, Roger,
this must
Roger
have been Staubach, before.
I'm going to call it Roger the Dodger.
Roger.
I mean, I think this, as an organization, they probably figure we don't need that. People know who we are. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all right.
Right.
We'll see.
You know, right.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and a full day of college football. And normally we would, I mean, listen, we could wait till the top of the hour and do the other thing. Our story of the week.
Well,
we
I got one. And
you know, got one?
And it kind of it ties into college
Me
football.
Too. All right, Noel.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Great activity.
Could be news.
Could be
our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here, Greg.
And also, Noel, I apologize. I ended up be hollering at you at some Sunday morning. I was sitting there hollering at her, so I apologize to her.
Yeah.
All right. You might mind? Two quick ones?
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I think, speaking for both of us, we send our well wishes out to Stephon Diggs and Cardi B. And we hope that that family begins happy and healthy, and congratulations to them.
Absolutely.
Having said that, I don't have an answer to the question that is my story of the week. But can you tell me when the last time started where both Georgia Tech and Georgia were undefeated going into the fourth game of the season? Georgia, I realize, didn't play yesterday. They're sitting at 3-0. Tech is now 4-0.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, the conversation around college football is more, the needle is more toward Tech than it is for Georgia. That's from my seat.
Well,
that's
but,
what
but
I'm
because
hearing.
Of who Tech is beating.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it tips back next week if Georgia beats Alabama.
But you know what? I'm going to say this because we said it before. Beating this Alabama team ain't beaten 2 years ago or the previous Nick Saban regime of Alabama.
That's true. But I mean, it's still beating Alabama. And it's because it's not a rivalry, because Georgia don't play Alabama.
You told
every
me.
Year.
I remember
it's
you telling me a long
it
time ago.
It is not a rivalry because if you go back down through the years, they were never scheduled. You know, it was 6 years between the time they would play each other. Herschel Walker never played against Alabama.
I know you told me that.
It's not a right. So it is a deal. If they beat these guys next week, it is a deal. And then you hear more of the conversation. But Tech will take the spotlight.
They will.
Sure. They will accept that.
So those are my story of the week. Guys are both on
my story is transfer portal.
Yeah.
Changes with the transfer portal this week. You're going to get to do it
one time.
Yep. One time and one time only. It will be, the period between January 5th and January 31st, just the month of January. And it really stops all the logjam of doing things in the month of December. The recruiting is going to be an off-period during that time. And just one transfer. And you know who's going to be most excited about it? Sure, the coaches will be excited about it because they get guys and they know they're going to be around. Fans can say, you know, all right, these guys will be coming back. They really will be back next season. But the people who will celebrate most,
are
the sports information directors, because they can print the media guides now and know that the guys are going to stay. You know, usually you have to have that thing done by, you know, probably before Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you print it. But, you know, guys may still move around. So you may be printing something up. You know, think about Street and Smith and those magazines that go on the news. They are rejoicing right now because they can write that thing and know that the players will be there. Instead of putting something out there and you go and buy them, these guys have moved around. They ain't even on this team no more.
Well, they got to go hire them people back because they probably got bumped out because the magazines became obsolete. So they got to bring them back into the fold.
That's the big story this week, I think, was just they did something for the transfer portal. Just try to have some consistency, man. That's what they're trying to do.
Okay. In a related story, shout out to John Bednarowski. He sent me something this past week.
Really?
It was a flyer from some establishment in another state, and they had a biscuits and gravy night.
Oh, no! No!
But it wasn't a place where you would think that I would get a flyer from John Bednarowski. But shout out to him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we sit here the day after, and we talk about Tech and seeing what they did, they let Temple come back and get a late score. But that game and how they go about their business now is, well, you know what I feel like Brent Key and everybody with that team is saying? Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
We've been doing here, you know, long as you make it, that's cool with us. But a lot of people are getting there, case in point, getting to that party late with Georgia Tech. We've been talking about it. We're gonna get Chad Bishop. We're going to try and get him back on here.
If
we didn't have a short day, by the way, we found out. I thought we were on until 10. We're on until 9.
On to 9.
Yeah, we're on until 9. That's nine. All right.
45-24 final score. The 18th ranked Jackets get the win. And this big after week after they beat Clemson, national ranking, big recognition. They were named the Pop-Tarts Team of the Week.
As well they should.
I wonder if that means everybody gets them now to eat for breakfast, or whether they send a
and
bunch
by
of
Pop-Tarts. And by the way, are they the frosted ones, or are they just the regular ones?
We need to find this out. I need to call somebody over at Tech and say, what kind of Pop-Tarts do y'all get for being the
Strawberry.
Being the Pop-Tarts one. Team
Put Garrett
of the
Chapman
week.
On assignment.
We get Garrett
really,
to do
wake
that.
Him up.
Garrett. Find out what kind of Pop-Tarts Georgia Tech gets for being the Pop-Tart Team of the Week.
Again, though, is it frosted? Were you a frosted man? And not me.
I'm not a big
Pop-Tart
person.
If I was a kid,
person.
I'd be eating them.
I'm not a big Pop-Tart person, but, you know.
How you don't like Pop-Tarts, man?
That's
part of Americana.
They got Wake Forest coming up next. That's what's coming next for them. But you know what? After what happened yesterday up the road at Clemson, the win over Clemson last week means a lot more than if they beat them next week, just the way the scheduling came out.
Right.
You know, you wanted to play Clemson before. Now you play after they've lost at home to Syracuse. Talk about a win that the value goes down on. And you know, that's the whole thing. Noel, what you got? You got something from Coach?
Yeah, we can hear Dabo. This is pre-last night's game.
So it's not from the other day when he was giving everybody his resume and telling them, if y'all want to get rid of me, you know. Okay, go ahead.
So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking, is that good? I don't know if that's good or not, to win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now. Take your shots, but I got a long memory, in case y'all don't know. We'll be all right. We'll bounce back. This is a program built to last, always has been, always will be. And I would just say, if you give up on us, after, if you don't believe on us because we've lost 2 games down to the last straight and we're one, you didn't believe in us anyway, so it don't matter. You wasn't all in anyway. If you're all in, you burn the ships, man. There ain't no exit strategy. Like, you're freaking all in. And hey, listen, I mean, if Clemson's tired of winning, they can send me on my way, but I'm going to go somewhere else and coach. I ain't going to the beach. Hell, I'm 55. I got a long way to go. Y'all going to have to deal with me for a while. I got a long way to go. I'm just getting going. I'm just now good enough to be a head coach. I'm just now figuring it out. So we'll be around a while. Let's hang in there.
Oh
man! All right,
gracious.
All right. Now, hey,
and I thought there were at least 2 times in that where somebody was going to have to hit the dump button.
No,
and
man,
he didn't cuss or nothing like that, but he was close to it, and you know that actually was him cussing.
It was, yeah.
It really
I 100% agree with you. I was like, ooh.
That's Dabo cussing.
Dabo getting spicy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's like Andy Griffin cussing. The 2 of them sound about the same.
Like Bobby Bowden. What was he? He had Dag Nabbit or whatever the Bobby Bowden would say,
he
right?
He would say that.
He would say.
Jiminy Cricket.
I swear, Dabo just gave us the new, I'm a man, I'm 40.
And it's funny you bring him up because he's the other one. Oh, Mike Gundy.
Exactly.
Man, him and that mullet. He ain't had that too much lately, but he's on the hot seat in Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, I mean. And watching him is a lot like what we've been seeing from Dabo lately. But, you know, I mean.
But he doesn't have the buyout that Dabo has. Dabo got $64 million buyout. You think hard and long before you do that. And the thing of it is, if you're going to run him out, who you going to bring in?
Who you going to bring in for all these other guys,
but
too?
That, but I'm just, that's just it.
We'll go to the NFL and see who guys got fired.
You make it sound like it's going to be an easy thing.
Oh, no, I don't.
It's not an easy thing at all to just bring somebody in to replicate or try to achieve what he's achieved at Clemson.
I have not forgotten the back and forth you and I had as we get on out of here years ago about him going to Alabama.
Could the stage be set for that now?
Oh, Sam and Greg, we'll talk about that.
Could the stage be set for that?
Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.